The 10 o'clock hour. I would have gone Summer of 69. This sounds a little yacht rocky.
Welcome back to 94.5, your classic hits here on Wildy and Tausch. I bet you're asking, hey, since you're doing birthdays, who shares a birthday with Mark Tauscher on June 17th? Well, let me tell you.
Is it Brian Adams?
No. June 17th birthdays, Barry Manilow, Venus Williams, Kendrick Lamar, Will Forte, and Dan Jansen, friend of show, also share
like Dan.
Those yeah, birthdays.
Very nice.
All right, I would like to, I'm really surprised that you didn't, you really poo-pooed that. I'm disappointed.
No, I like the Bill Walton part. We already went through Lisa Knuth.
The only reason I did it is because you sent
you start
the Bill
naming
Walton
TikTok
thing.
Observers. Like, I don't give two
I didn't
rips.
Name any TikTok observers. And you're a huge
you
Jose
it.
Canseco guy.
Am I?
I don't know. You follow him on Twitter. You send us his tweets sometimes. I don't
he
follow
sends
him.
Stuff. I well, see his stuff.
That's what
yeah,
you do. You send
he's interesting.
Stuff. I did not have to send Jesse my exchange yesterday with Matt LaFleur. Jesse, you've listened to this before we play it.
I have.
What did you think?
A lot to unpack from it. A little contentious at times. Domofsky,
it was definitely not contentious.
Domofsky kind of got it started. Battle of wits, maybe, at the podium between the beat writers and the head coach and trying to...
Well, you know who's going to win that.
Yeah, it was tough. He calling people out in the middle of his answer that I don't understand why. Like, I kind of...
Did you bring up the 100
back
bucks
and forth
per day?
No, it didn't feel like the right time.
Because it was a little contentious.
No, we exchanged texts like afterward, but it was, I enjoyed it. I like matching wits. It's one of the reasons why, I mean, except for being poo-pooed for the birthday list, that I enjoy doing the show with Tausch, because he challenges you. He's a challenge, let
it's
me
a good,
tell you.
Good verbal joust yesterday at the podium.
Yeah.
Good joust.
So, I want Tausch to listen to this, because I think embedded in our back and forth, which was definitely not contentious, maybe annoying, but not contentious. I think we have our
that might
answer.
Be a good way to that might be a good way to describe you.
I take back every nice thing I said, and I know on June 17th you will not be getting a Christmas or birthday present. All right, so I think within this back and forth you will get a clearer picture, and it's, spoiler alert, something you and I have been talking about when it comes to Jordan Love. You'll get a clearer picture of what he is frustrated with. So we're going to play that next so we can get back on the clock because of Don Rickles and everything else
yeah.
that happened earlier in the program. So, Tausch, take this opportunity to tell us about Kohler Services.
If you need a bath or shower remodel, that could be a great birthday present. Turn to Kohler Services. Family owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, get zero interest financing for 12 months and a free shower door. A free shower door with your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation. Well, you know that's always included. Again, KohlerServicesWI.com.
All right, Jesse's got the video queued up. He's got the audio queued up. Everyone can participate, even you YouTube dwellers. We'll all do it together. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. I'm not afraid of getting
over. I'm one less day from dying. All right, I'm excited to play this because I really enjoyed this. And more importantly, as I tell you all the time, I
you
feel
got a good
like
answer.
It got a good answer. It's a little convoluted, but so are my questions. Now, there is also part of me that remembers the good old days when these weren't broadcast for everyone to watch. So I hope people understand that the coach and I I understand. I'm a little annoying at times. In fact, we had a text exchange in which I acknowledged that. But I appreciated his answer here because I am a very naturally curious person. I want to understand things. Things that I don't understand and can't understand frustrate me. And so this was a very simple, for me, question, but a not exactly simple answer. We're trying to understand why Jordan Love was so protective and so smart with the football to end last season, or at least the last eight games of the regular season and the Cowboys game, and hasn't been this season. So that is the backdrop for this. And you YouTube dwellers, enjoy this. You'll get to watch.
Dwellers. Audio and video courtesy of Packers.com.
Let's do it.
Were you under center a little bit less just to try to help Jordan and not
have... Yes. Where were we at yesterday? I think I said that, Rob. I'm just kidding. But I did say that, I think. It's okay.
I'll be better at it.
I tune myself out sometimes, too, so.
Speaking of things you said yesterday, at the risk of being really annoying, now that it's not the heat of right after the game.
Thanks, Ryan.
Welcome.
Help me, can you help me understand what the through line is for Jordan? That the same guy that threw one interception in the final eight games has thrown 10 in 6.5 games.
I would say, again, every situation is a little bit different. I think you do have to factor in the situation, though, of when you're going to play really aggressive and when you play the next play. And I think certainly in a game of just the complexion of the game yesterday, being that it was 10-3, you're in a two-minute drive. It all started with the protection. We didn't protect the right way. So there was some leakage inside that flushed him out of the pocket. I think he would agree with you that in that situation, he's just got to throw the ball away and live to play the next down. I do think that's one of his strengths is his ability to make off schedule and not wanting to give up on a play. And I admire that, but I think it's just you got to factor in the situations. There are certain times, certainly in a two-minute drill, I would tell you is one of those times, unless it's like, you know, you're on the plus side out of field goal range and there's very few seconds left. I also think in the red area, because there was one late in the game in the fourth quarter where he probably held it a click too long and the ball got hit and it was in harm's way. And but I think every play is a little bit different. So just to make a blanket statement, I don't think that's fair.
So the interception yesterday, though, you're being aggressive there, right? I mean, the play, if it's blocked up well, you've got Reed down the field, right?
Yeah.
So you have an aggressive mentality, too, and you like that about
yeah, you. Yeah, I mean, I think every situation, here's what I tell you. I thought we were protecting pretty well. I thought he was having time to go progress through the reads, and they brought a pressure. I mean, it was a good look. We call it a coffee house where they had two backers mugged up in the A gaps. They had Joseph down on the weak side, and they brought four to the weak side. And basically, the backer bluffed like he was going to drop, and then he came, and so we got fooled on the protection. But I felt like, and it was a longer developing play. Obviously, if I had to go back in time, I would rather have a quick hitter and just get the ball out of our hands and then get on the ball and play the next play. But, I thought our protection was pretty good. I thought we had a chance to dial something up down the field. And obviously, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but it didn't work out very well. And that was obviously a pivotal play in the game when you think about, okay, usually you're thinking, at least what I was thinking was worst case scenario, it's 10-3 at halftime and they get the ball, knowing that they get the ball. And then they went down, we had a critical penalty, they go down and score. And so instead of worst case scenario being 17-3, now you're down 24-3. And that is It was obviously too much to overcome. That is a tough deal when you're playing a really good football team.
Last thing. So the fine line for you is you love his talent, you love his mentality, you love his aggressiveness. It's just making sure that he understands that sometimes the situation just doesn't call for all those good qualities that he has.
Fair?
Yeah, I think every situation, like I said, is a little bit different.
Matt, we've obviously...
I don't know if I answered you, but...
You didn't that time, no, but...
That's probably a good thing. Because I'm not answering you the way I really want to answer you right now.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
No, I just, you know, he's competing. He's a competitor. You know, I think every situation is a learning experience. Unfortunately, that was a bad one. And hopefully we'll be better for it next game versus the Bears.
All right, Tausch, turn on your translator hat. I know there was a lot to take in.
I don't love so I like his banter. He doesn't really mean he's just kidding. Like, he just said, he keeps saying,
so,
just kidding. Well,
so
no,
I clipped that, the part where he says, I'm not going to say what I really answer the way I really want to answer. So I clipped that. I texted him. I'm like, all right, you got to tell me now what you're going to say. And he insisted that he was just giving me, I can't say the word, but grief. And I said, look, always come at you from a place of respect, because I do. But I think in there we heard, and I thought my summary question that he didn't answer summarized pretty well what he was saying. You tell me what you thought while you listened.
Well, I enjoyed his breakdown on his thought process. That was, mm-hmm. you know, about down 10-3 and at worst 17, whatever it would be. But what he's really saying is he does not want Jordan Love to start dialing it back. I think it's more about the situational awareness. That was the big phrase that I took from that. And understanding not every play is going to be a home run. They got crossed up. Give Detroit credit. They called a blitz package that they didn't think was coming. They thought they had a big play. They wanted to take that shot. They thought they had protection, and for the most part, they did. They protected pretty mm-hmm. well against that defense, and so I don't blame him for all that. I just, you can't just say, oh, shucks, it's got to be, let's see that growth, because we saw it in the Rams in a somewhat similar scenario where you're backed up. Maybe this wasn't at the end of a half, but you're trying to make something happen because that's your mentality, and we love that about him. But you have to understand what the game calls for. And at that point, with the slop and the way your defense wasn't getting run all over, and you were running the football really effectively, I would have liked there for a screen or kind of that, we used to call that a nudge, where you just kind of nudge and see how that drive plays. You got to get that first down, then your defense is on its heels. Your offense is kind of rolling. You got that momentum, and you feel like you can go down and get points. Taking a shot early puts yourself in that vulnerable spot where you can make that critical mistake. So I would argue, for as much as it's about Jordan Love's situational awareness, I hope Matt LaFleur also looks at that from his perspective and says, maybe I need to be smarter about it. And he said that. Hey, I should have just called a quick hitter. Yeah, you always want to get moving. You don't need to take the big shot. Got choked up. You don't need to take that big shot. Be smart. You can't have a mistake like you did.
All right, so here's the thing. So I think, and I don't want to speak for Jordan, but after watching the play back on NFL Plus, you can see, and I wrote about it in the State Journal if you want to check out Madison.com, because we can't run the actual, we've already run the LaFleur video, we can't run the play video. But he is wide, blank, and open down the field. And if they do block it up, it's a big play. And it is a momentum-changing play. It might even be a 62-yard touchdown play. But at the very least, we're talking a 30 or 40-yard gain. I mean, there is nobody around him. But as he's turning his head to look for the ball,
Jordan Love is already retreating and running to his right because he's under pressure. The problem is, and I want to make sure that I give credit here because this was pointed out too in some of my in my mentions. The problem is, and this is from Jim, what is the upside of completing the pass to Jacobs? Right? There's under a minute left.
Well,
You throw
the
it.
Clock
it's
running.
It, the clock keeps running. It's going to be what, a 3 or 4 yard
up,
gain? You're probably not going to pick
break
up a
break a tackle.
Lot.
It's sloppy out. Maybe you pick up a
first
down.
But I think you know you had a big play dialed up. It's gotten wrecked. You just got to throw the ball out of bounds. You're out of the tackle box. And that's what we're talking about here with him. And I think that is, I don't want to say fixable, because of course it's fixable. He knows better than that. I think it is just part of the process. So for those that are down on him and think, okay, this is how he's always going to be, I'm just not in that crowd, man. I am in the growth is not linear crowd, and this was, unfortunately, another growth moment that springs from a boneheaded decision. Throw it out of bounds. Maybe even you dial up the play again. Who knows? But the bottom line is, LaFleur's right. Because you hit the big play, great. Yes, you would have loved to have called a quick hitting play, so this isn't an issue. But if you throw the ball away, it ain't over. And at the very least, you're going into the locker room 10-3, trailing by a touchdown. And that's the awareness that he does not consistently have, because he believes in what he's capable of doing. He just has to be more selective about when he realizes, I can't be Superman here. The smart play here is to take a beat, have a meal with Lois, and don't throw the ball.
And that comes from experience. And that's where that question that Evan asked about, you know, how much time you view what Jordan has done. He's, what does he have, 25 starts in him? I think that's about the right number. There is still more to learn and to grow. You love, I think the biggest question marks about Jordan Love have been answered. Can he be accurate enough with the football, and can he make the big boy throws? Those answers are yes. Now, can his decision-making get better? Yes. I think the big questions I always have is, can a guy sit in the pocket and deliver throws on third and six? Can they make tight window throws in the red zone? And can they get to their progressions and make good decisions? He's got to get to that third. He's just, and he's gotten there, but he hasn't been consistent enough, because that position is a lot like playing offensive line. You can have 23 great throws, but if you have three bad ones, you're going to get your blank beat.
Right.
You can have 60 great pass sets. You have two bad ones, you get a strack, you get your blank beat.
Yep.
It's a hard job, because other spots you can make mistakes, you can overcome it. You can overcome these mistakes against bad football teams. You can't, and that was what happened on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was disappointed, but I'm not discouraged.
And I encourage you to tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks dives deep into Bucks in Six, that culture that was unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks in Six, how it became the rallying cry that it did, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. All right, there was something else that Matt LaFleur talked about yesterday that I want to get to, and that is the bye week plans. He said it. We put way too much focus on the bye week. He's right. I mean, they're constantly evaluating and self-scouting. So it's not like when Tausch played, when it was this big deal where, you know, first of all, you didn't get to leave right away. And if you lost the game before, you had an extra practice before he would let you go. That ain't the case anymore. But the coaches also have a little different schedule. I'll explain that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Trivia coming up, but before that,
double trivia or single trivia?
No, we're saving double trivia for tomorrow.
Oh, I love it
because you love the geography, and plus,
I do.
Is up north Mike or whatever?
Oh, he, it's Jim.
Jim,
it's up north Joe, Jim. And
up north Joe. Did he wish you a happy birthday?
I think he's a good skier. Joe did wish me a happy birthday this morning as he was getting ready to send trivia. I don't think he remembered that it's going to be double trivia tomorrow.
Oh,
so
he's got to do double dosage.
And far be it from you to do one of them for him.
We'll see. Well, should we have Joe do both, or should we have Joe and then somebody else go up against Joe, and we could have a whole
I think
deal
we have
going on?
Competing Joes.
No,
pros versus Joe's trivia. That could be
now
fun.
Now we're on to something.
Who's the pro?
That's a great question. I don't know who the pro in the pros
on,
versus
bro.
Joes would be.
I'll have Holzhauer from Jeopardy make three for us.
In fairness to the other contestant, though, I think we probably need Joe to do all six because he's got tough question
he's done a really
guy.
Good job.
So everyone should kind of have the same, you know. First of all, at least his answers are generally accurate.
Well, he's done three.
Higher percentage than you.
Boy, but God, his three were so thought-provoking last week.
That's fair. He did say that he is now at the point where anytime he hears an interesting Wisconsin fact in his daily life, he's writing it in the notes folder on his phone to go back and refer to it later on.
Wow, what?
I think to come up with trivia.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm obviously a big fan of Tier 1 Tyler. He's a good dude.
Love
he brings
him.
Us bubblers.
No doubt.
I think up north Joe might be passing Tyler in my Jesse Nelson power rankings. Yeah.
Come on.
He's not there. He's not there yet.
Such a
he's
prisoner of the moment.
He's not there yet. I'm saying he's coming. He's
I think
it.
He might be passing Tyler, is what you said.
He's coming. I know. I didn't say he has passed Tyler. A couple bubblers might help.
He's in the act of passing.
Kind
of yes.
The pot.
All right. I was going to talk about how the bye week is overblown, but forget it. Let's just play trivia. Jesse, what is today's?
Well, what did you take? Hold up a second. What did you take away? Don't be all pouty.
So he's
McGee.
Given. I'm not pouty. I was definitely not pouty.
Yeah, you kind of.
I was trying to keep
Jesse,
us on the clock.
Was that a little pouty?
I don't know how to answer this.
That's because he's afraid of me.
He is. I'm not sure why, but he is.
He's LaFleur is letting the coaches, and you know me, I love this. He's giving them basically the week to work on the projects they've been assigned remotely.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
take
have to sit
get
in the office.
Meal.
Yeah, have a meal with Lois. I love that. Like, coaches are so obsessive, right? And you know this. I mean, I love Mike Sherman, right? Really a good human being. But
he
was a grinder. And working for him and playing for him and having all those extra meetings, he wore you down. And I say that as someone who loves the guy, but it was a lot. And now here we are 20 years later, and Matt LaFleur saying, all right, here's your project, get in during the week, but you can do it from home, so you can spend time with your families and go to your kids' sporting events. And I think that's a healthier approach because I don't think in 2024, when you're self-evaluating on a weekly basis, you need to turn the bye week into this, we just have to do such a deep dive into what we've done in the first nine games. If you're doing your job right, you already have a pretty clear picture of what you've done in the first nine games, especially with the technological advances that Mike Sherman's team didn't have. And you can do this. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but they're still going to grind. That's what coaches do.
That's
they
true.
Grind because they love grinding, and that's why coaches, they don't quit coaching. Coaching quits them.
Is that like you don't retire from the NFL, the NFL retires you? Is that the coaching equivalent?
You tell me a coach that leaves knowingly on his own terms. Tell me one. Tell me a coach that's left on his own terms.
Marv Levy.
You sure?
No. Mike Shanahan leaving Denver.
Nah, he still is out there helping. He would have still jumped in another job.
Well, he did. I mean, he ended up being Washington's coach, and that's where LaFleur
so
and
yeah, so yeah, they don't leave.
So
they
leaves coaching entirely is what you're saying.
Not Saban
maybe Saban. All right, I'll give you Saban. Okay. That's 1 in 7 million.
7 million. We do not have 7 million votes in our poll, but again, even without the boost of a blue check mark paid for by me to Elon Musk, your guy, 811 votes without the blue check mark. So this is this must be a good poll because I'm not getting the boost that Elon wants me to pay for. The question is this. The NFL trade deadline is at 3 p.m. Wisconsin time. By 3:01, what do you think the Packers will have done? Your choices? Acquired someone, traded away someone, or nothing? Nothing right now leading 77.1%. Traded away someone 4.8%. Acquired someone 18.1%. So 18% of you think something's going to happen today.
They want something to happen. I don't think they actually believe something's going to happen.
That's a really good distinction. All right, let's play trivia. Jesse, who did the work for you today, and what caller would they like?
I put in the work today, Jason. Hardest working
birthdays.
Guy.
Birthdays!
No, it's even though it is...
Badger birthday trivia!
Even though it is a birthday, an election day, and a trade deadline day, it is also Badgers Trivia Tuesday. And anything to avoid talking...
What about a good day for presidents' birthdays? That would have been our way of, like, jumping into the political...
Check out question number 3.
No, first of all, he's not going to look. Secondly, I just have visions of the Cranberry Marsh question many, many moons ago where we basically gave that away before the question was asked.
Question 3 is a very tough question, one of the toughest questions maybe we've ever asked as Badgers Trivia Tuesday, but it is an appropriate question for the day that Tausch will enjoy. So whoever's going to compete today
and
has
he may not
cut
get right, frankly. All right. What's the Badgers record now? 5-4?
That is correct.
So the Badgers have played 9 games. 9 games. Caller 9.
I'm not a big fan of double byes either. I know that sounds crazy. I don't love double byes.
I don't. I love double byes, and I cannot lie. You do love Tito's vodka, so be ready to tell us about that instead.
Coach. I jumped the gun. That's my bad. That's
false
my bad,
start.
Old boy.
5 yards, back him up.
Mental mistakes. Pre-snap penalties.
Well, Kansas City's right tackle false started in overtime. I didn't call it.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that they would get away with something.
What is old boy doing? Go for 2. What are you thinking? Come on, man. We want the Chiefs to win every blanking game. Go beat them. Frustrating. Todd Bowles. Come on.
Caller 9. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 9. And then when Jesse answers and says, you're caller 9, you say, pour me into trivia, coach.
Indeed, from a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, you root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy bloody, salt the rim of a Tito-rita, or take home the win with Tito's and whatever your heart desires. You're calling the game. You change up your roster, wash that lucky jersey, as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, it's Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Of justice seem to grind slowly at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Because was it not last week that Tyler Buss was our
Papa? We call him Papa, right?
Was, now, wait a minute. Is Tyler...
Oh, my God. Every time.
Well, I want to make sure I'm getting this right. Is Tyler...
Papa. This is not Papa. Grandpa. This
Tyra's brother or dad?
That's... it's brother.
Here, just ask him.
Well, you've ruined the setup now. This is
bananas. I didn't do anything.
Have a little fun. Gosh.
So last week, Tyler played trivia. We informed him he was ineligible, but he brought up an excellent point of the idea of, hey, if I have someone local who could pick up the prize pack, then I should be eligible. And then Jesse, because he's the king of the red tape, now we got to have meetings and conversations, and the rules need to be rewritten, and this, that, and the next thing. And so, lo and behold, it's Tuesday again, so who's here? Tyler Buss as our contestant. Once again, and again, he's either, based on the information that no one seems to be able to give me, he's either Brad Davison's father-in-law or his brother-in-law. Tyler, which are you?
Proud brother-in-law.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I told
you
that.
They call him Pawpaw.
Yeah, that was two or three episodes ago. Not in the last one. I've now gotten it figured out.
So, Tyler, I regret to inform you that you are still ineligible, which was the point of the wheels of justice grind slowly, that a week later, after you prompted a intensive review of our policies, nothing has changed. Nothing.
Well, to be fair, Jesse did think about sending an email, right? Isn't that what he said last week? He thought about sending an email.
Yeah,
we're getting closer. I'm going to keep calling every week and see if we can't just... I'm committed to this now.
You're all in. All right, well...
I did send a Teams message about it. And by the way, Teams message, I forgot in the power rankings earlier, much lower than the Facebook message for happy birthday. I don't want a Teams message saying happy birthday.
Yeah. Although I am here to inform everyone... the good news is that Jesse is very excited because it is his birthday, you know. And sources close to the program indicating that your aunt is going to make her famous tort for you. Is that true?
Perhaps. That is my favorite dessert, so we'll see.
Chocolate I learned that.
Tort, Aunt Sandy.
Aunt Sandy. All right, Tyler, let's play trivia. I don't know if you're going to win anything or not. And... I don't really care. All right, here's question one.
Jeez.
Tosh, you want to sit this out? You want me to handle this for you?
Yeah, I'm going to sit out. Yep, okay. I'll sit this one.
Thank you for your lack of service. Question one, Tyler, is this. Which opponent did the Wisconsin men's basketball team defeat at the Kohl's Center last night in their regular season opener? Was it Holy Cross, Abilene Christian, or Central Corinthians State?
That'd be Holy Cross.
One for one.
Kind of a choppy first half by all accounts on Twitter last night. I didn't watch, but very choppy first half of ball.
Speaking of choppy, question two is this. For the second time in 3 weeks... when Wisconsin volleyball hosts number 3 Penn State on Saturday at the Fieldhouse, the match will be nationally televised on which of these major networks? And hopefully it goes better than the last one that was nationally televised.
will be on ABC, NBC, or CBS?
Let's go NBC.
Another Badgers doubleheader.
Except the Badgers don't play this week in football, so I guess that doesn't work.
All right,
and volleyball actually swept Purdue on NBC. The Nebraska.
Oh, it was the Nebraska one wasn't on national.
That was a
television.
Big Ten network game. Yeah. We're good on NBC. Well, volleyball's good on NBC.
And Tim Dwight and Jeremy Bloom also very good on NBC. All right, question three. This is the one that Tausch is going to play along with.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tyler, this is it. Which of these presidential last names is also the last name of a player currently listed on the Wisconsin Badgers football roster?
Wow.
And Ashcraft is not among the options. Is
tough
it?
Game for Ashcraft.
He did, yes. Is it McKinley, Pierce, or Kennedy?
Let's try Pierce.
Tausch?
I'm going to say McKinley.
Ooh, one of you is right. Long snapper, Duncan McKinley.
Yeah, Duncan McKinley.
Old Dunkster. The old Dunkster.
Dunkalicious.
Not an easy one. Nope.
All right, Tyler, you got two out of three right. If you were eligible, you'd have three of the possible four entries into the drawing. Now, it is Tuesday.
He's a blue golder, I think, right? And, you know, Claire
he
guy.
Is. Why do we have three long snappers on the roster?
Because you never know. You never can have enough good long snappers. You can't.
So Duncan McKinley is not the number one long snapper?
No, he is not. There's a sixth-year guy from Cincinnati who is the primary long snapper.
Okay, good to know. Tyler, I don't think you're going to be eligible by Friday's drawing based on the effort that Jesse is or is
not
displaying.
No.
So we appreciate your loyalty to the show. Say hi to your dad for us and your brother-in-law and
Papaw.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
And be watching. There may actually be some breaking news from the Davison family today. I don't know if I'm supposed to say too much, but it's a big day for them today.
Whoa!
No. Tyler.
No, hold up.
No, it's Jesse's
Tyler
birthday.
If Tyler sends Jesse a text during our on-air, we will give the Peter Jennings ABC News breaking news sounder if there's news to be had today. Is that fair, Jesse?
Very fair. And
this poor child. Such a great family. But do you really want to share your birthday
Jesse
with Jesse?
When would Tyra
tenders?
Be open to a would we want a like a sideline reporter to get like
no.
an in depth
players only.
Okay.
Digi only. Tyler,
let's go
wish
Papa.
Wish them our warmest
Papa's
thoughts.
Papa's here live with Tyler and Brad. Oh my God.
Tyler, I
tell me that would be good.
Tyler, we need to get you out of here, buddy. Thanks.
No, you're great. I can't think of a better way for my to share a better guy to share a birthday with than Jesse. So
you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
You're just sucking up to get
the rules changed.
This has to move Tyler up the power rankings on tierdom of your friends. That has to.
Well, Tyler's not one of my friends. I talked to him when he called.
But he is now. He just told you all that.
It's big news.
He went from not
yeah.
being on your list to he's at least in the tierdom. Yeah,
sure. You like to hang out once.
Fam has something going on. Please help me.
Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement or breaking news excitement? Yeah, we are. Next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways. Exclusive Packers merch to special prizes. There is something for everyone. Visit us at Titletown to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Jesse, put this down on your notes. We're going to send the Bus family a Wildy and Tausch onesie. A little Wildy and Tausch onesie.
We don't have one of those.
But we'll find one. Jason, Lord knows you got stuff in your basement.
I don't have Wildy and Tausch onesies.
I'm not Gutenberg.
I don't have a printing press down here. I will reach out to my. I got to do new shirts for the girls' basketball team for this year. We will get him Wildy and Tausch logo to put on a onesie as well.
Yes.
Put that on my to-do list.
Oh, I saw something you'd have been salivating over yesterday. I saw a box of hangers just sitting in this spot, and I was going to take a picture and send it out. I didn't.
How much do you think I could get for him?
That's exactly what I was curious about.
Well, it's all marketing. We need to get to the 11 o'clock hour, which will include Power Rankings Tuesday, not Power Ranking NFL teams, of course. It'll be
Power Ranking people who aren't
Jesse's friends.
Mm-hmm. I got a question on the private talk and text line from Danny in Bristol that is asking Wildy's opinion on the quarterback conversation we just had. I will be fascinated to ask and for Jason to answer in 2 minutes.
You're going to be fascinated to ask?
They don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.